This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which will, in most cases, allow you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So you can go over to discord.lrn.fm to get into one of those. In fact, we got somebody waiting there patiently. We'll get to him here shortly. Discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones and to the fun. And coming up, we can talk about the socialism. Socialism, because you started the show with some Ocasio-Cortez quotes and some fact checks on those. But she's sort of widely known as being a unabashed socialist.
Proud to be. Democrat.
Socialist? Democratic socialist? I'm not sure what the difference is.
I just don't get it. I still call them socialists.
Yeah. So there's actually an opinion piece on the New York Times about the socialism in Venezuela. And they say, yes, Venezuela is a socialist catastrophe. So we will share that with you here in a moment. But let's go back to the phones. To the phone, Sue is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Sue.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to thanks for taking my call, but I just want to respond to the girl from Indianapolis. I'm from Franklin, Indiana, and she was talking about the license. We have to have those by 2020 in Indiana.
The real ID compliant license?
Right. All it is a gold star that goes on your license that proves that you've gone through the channels that they expect you to go through. There's a list of stuff that you can have. But in my case, what I had to have was a bill with my address on it, my Social Security card, my birth certificate, and any divorces that I've had. And that was all I had to have.
I know some people that last one would be a real challenge. Do you have to list times and dates and places and things like that?
Here you can go, in Indiana, at least where I went, I just went in one day and they showed me what I had to have and I got it done before I was even due and it was easy as pie. Just collecting the stuff you needed.
Right.
And they used
so I have to ask you, does that bother you? In other words, you've already proven who you are. You've already, if you've got an Indiana driver's license, I assume you do.
Right.
You already had one. You already had to take your birth certificate in there. You had to, prove where you live. You had to respond if they ever mailed you anything. Why do they need all this additional information?
Well, my thing about why I think they need it, I don't know why they're doing it other than what I think they're doing. I think they're trying to really show who are the illegals and who are not, because you have to show your birth certificate of where you are, your current driver's license, and all that other stuff they have on there.
I had to Without do that, that the first
stuff,
time.
Well, see, I didn't. I'm pretty old. First time,
so
all I needed was all. I got my first driver's license when I was 16, and that's been.
Then I'm just as old as you are.
Our chatter, one of our chatters in the Twitch chat, Zarasta, lives out in California. She says, easy as pie? Well, my 75-year-old mother has to go get her marriage license from 1961 to prove her last name change. Not so easy.
Right.
Yeah, but I had all that. I already had all that stuff, here and filed
so
away.
Now, did you do this because you were afraid that you wouldn't be able to fly again? What was your motivation for getting this federal ID?
No, I did it. I did it because I think it's the right thing to do because, for one, you can't get in. You may not, once this happens, we don't know what's going to come down the road for the school system. You may have to have it going to a school. You may have to have it. You will have to have it to go, to any federal buildings. You're going to have to go to the post office.
Why? Why?
Yes, because they're all federal buildings.
I'm asking why. Because we haven't had these things in 200 years. Yet all of the sudden, this is a big emergency.
I think they're doing it to weed out all the people who are here illegally.
Well, how's that even going to happen? Because everything we've talked about, you can get forged. Every single thing.
Yes, I realize that.
And here's my real big problem is, I can tell by the tone of your voice, you're an honest and trustworthy person. And mm-hmm. I personally hate the thought of you being given a list of papers that you must go produce, that you have to prove when you were married, when you were divorced, you know, all this stuff. I don't think you deserve that. I don't think it's treating you right. And this has nothing to do with illegal immigration. In my humble opinion, I think it's about them once again reinforcing we're in charge and you're not. And I frankly, when this stuff comes up, I feel like a serf. I feel like they're telling me everything I must do. Go ahead.
I didn't view it like that at all. I just felt like it was a way to protect us also. I mean, yes, illegal people can get those other things.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you that.
Are you scared of something?
Scared. No, I just
never know.
What do you
need protecting from?
Right.
You just never know. I mean, look what happened in World War II with the Jews and stuff, and even in
You know what happened in World War II with the Jews was they identified who was Jewish, you know, and then they rounded them up. So identity being the first part of that.
And I hate to go completely ironic, but the first thing you said was they put a big gold star on your driver's license.
Well, it's not a big star; it's a little star, but you know, it's
I know that is exactly what they did with Jews, and
exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that there are these analogies throughout history when governments, before they become completely oppressive, want to make sure that everyone is satisfactorily identified. Mm-hmm. And I'm no more anti-Trump than I am anti-Obama or anti-politician.
Since Bush.
This is anti-liberty, and that's what troubles me.
Well, I guess I look at it more of a positive way.
Yeah, well, you can look at your oppression in a positive. You can look at oppression and the tools of oppression in as a positive light as you wish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you look at it in a positive light if you get stopped? I know you're in Indiana, so this may not have happened to you yet. But if you get stopped at a checkpoint, a police mm-hmm. checkpoint, you ever been stopped at one of those before?
No.
Okay, so sometimes they exist for the purposes of DUI detection. Sometimes they exist for the purposes of so-called immigrant detection.
Right, border patrol.
Yeah, border patrols down along the southern border and the northern border. They happen usually within 100 miles of the border. They're not uncommon. In fact, some of them are permanent installations. Others are kind of roving checkpoints where every single car is stopped and asked a question. How would that make you feel if you were just stopped on the roads by some armed, uniformed officers?
Well, first, I mean, I wouldn't like it because usually when I'm on the road, I'm on the road to go somewhere, work or home.
Yep,
yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty much a homebody other than when I go to work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's for safety, for our safety.
That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah, but, you don't know that for sure.
Right.
Well, I want to believe them, and I want to believe in the judicial system.
No, I understand where she's coming from. She does want to believe that this will make her feel more safe because that gives you a sense of security.
Mm.
It does. Uh-huh. It tells you that the government is looking for ways to keep you safe. But the question is that really what their motivation is? And
I don't know. And like you said, it started way back, you know, so. But
How long ago did it really start?
I'm thinking probably 10 years ago.
So when we're talking 10 years
longer.
Ago, and, yeah, but we can really go back to 9/11, 2001, when things really ramped up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I imagine Sue is not alone in her beliefs that, she just wants to believe the best about the government.
I get that. And there's a cognitive dissonance that occurs because today it's just one more little thing.
It's just a gold star.
It's just a gold star. You know, I know you're Jewish. I know it may have some bad bad vibe for
you. It'll be different this time, Chris. This is the government.
We'll put them on all people. The gold stars.
Sure, the U.S. government rounded up people based on their Japanese. But yeah, that was almost 100 years ago. It could never happen here again.
It would never happen here.
Right?
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just smile and do whatever it is the officer tells you to do, and you'll be safe, right? As they march you onto the cattle cars. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us. It's Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to get on the radio with us to talk about whatever's on your mind, had a sad conversation with a nice-sounding lady who...
She does sound very nice.
She believes she's doing the right thing by just obediently getting whatever form of identification the federal government demands that she have. Now, of course, if you already have a passport, you've already got a real ID, compliant ID, just an FYI, so
right.
You don't really need to have the driver's license being real ID compliant. If you need a passport, you're good there. But for the rest of you, the claim is you won't be able to fly. And that's a scary claim for a lot of people, right? And I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
I don't either.
I think they are lying to you.
Well, how many years did we go through this in New Hampshire? It was like every 2 years.
Yep.
Warning, if you don't get the new, if New Hampshire doesn't change its evil ways,
no one will
no one from New Hampshire will be able to set foot into an airport. This
BS.
Went on, it's gone on as long as I've lived here, 5 years.
It's nonsense, and there's only one way that we're going to be able to know it's nonsense is when somebody puts it to the test and can prove it. But you already found the section on the TSA's website, what if I forget my ID? They got a whole section about how, yeah, you'll probably be able to fly. You're just going to have to bend over.
Yeah.
You know, and submit yourself to whatever questioning the guards want to question you on.
Yeah, to be clear, the TSA officer may ask you to complete an identification verification process, which includes collecting information such as your name, current address, and other personal information to confirm your identity. If your identity is confirmed, you will be allowed to enter the screening checkpoint. You will be subject to additional screening to include a pat-down and screening.
Which I always get anyway.
And screening of carry-on property. Because they never do that otherwise, right?
I always get that anyway because I always opt out of the scanning machine thing, the big-ass thing they've got there, whatever you call it, the electro-scan or whatever that thing is.
You will not be allowed to enter if your identity cannot be confirmed. You chose to not provide proper identification, or you declined to cooperate.
Right,
with
so you will have to be cooperative with what whatever it is they're asking. So I don't know how invasive the questions will get, but again, if you want to test this out, all you have to do is just show up way earlier than you would normally show up at the airport, just to make sure they don't detain you for 2 hours so you miss your flight.
I wonder what the cheapest flight out of Manchester is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To Boston or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's got to be like some direct flight that would cost like $50
just to try it out,
right? Why not?
I mean, we've done all kinds of interesting, the activists here in New Hampshire have done all kinds of interesting airport protests and tests and things like that. There was the guy who actually brought a rifle to the airport, strapped to his back, and walked around the airport with a rifle.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
No, he didn't.
They did. They came up and confronted him because he was handing out literature.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and they wanted him to go to the free speech zone that they had set up outside of the airport.
Right.
At the very beginning of the terminal, which he actually kindly refused their request.
That was one of those moments when I went, yeah, I moved to the right state.
Exactly. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Actually, we go over to the Discord on-air call-in line room where YodaGaming21 is on the line in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jaden.
Hi, Jaden.
Call me that during the show. Well, first I was going to ask, where exactly, because in your intro you say that you broadcast in some of the most oppressive regimes. I was just going to ask what some of these regimes are.
Oh, okay, that's not in an intro. That's actually in one of our satellites. We've got a satellite broadcast that we do over North and Central America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. So places like Cameroon, for instance, West Africa, where there's some very and Sub-Saharan Africa, there's some very despotic regimes there. Central America, of course, also some pretty despotic regimes there. Cuba, for instance, another one. So yeah, the satellite signal reaches all of those places. It's called free to air. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to sat.lrn.fm, and that'll show you the footprint of the satellite signal. There's no guarantee anybody in Cuba is listening to it, but it's there. So in theory, they can. And we actually have received calls from some gentlemen in Africa, including one in Cameroon, who actually told us quite a bit about some of the repression that's going on there. And he absolutely found us over free-to-air satellite there. So yeah, it does happen that the ideas of liberty here on this show are reaching ears in some of the most oppressed places.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. All right. And my main topic was going to be about some of the issues that I've experienced growing up in one of the poorer neighborhoods of Chicago.
Can I ask, are you modifying your voice? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from my phone.
Gotcha.
Are you aware of, like, the CIA placing drugs in certain neighborhoods and things like that?
No, tell me about that.
Well, have you not heard? I'm not sure if it's a conspiracy theory because there seems to be enough evidence for it.
Well, there's long been claims that the CIA has run drugs at various different levels,
yeah.
But I had not heard that they were placing drugs in neighborhoods in Chicago. So tell me more about that. How did you find out about this? Do you have any personal experience, or did you just see something in the news?
Or are you referring to the CIA getting busted for they were very involved in the creation of crack?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I've experienced some, well, not necessarily personal, but from people that I know.
Okay. What have you heard?
I'm not going to state any names, mm-hmm. just for privacy reasons. He stated that he was approached by someone he at first assumed was an undercover police officer, but then he gained his trust, and he bought some sort of drugs from him. And
wait, who bought from who? Your friend bought from the undercover, or the undercover bought from your friend?
My friend bought from the undercover.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he was redistributing them, and he happened to sell them back to another undercover, and then he was sentenced to jail.
Mm.
So then he spent, like, 15 years in jail.
Yikes.
Okay.
And before meeting the undercover...
You just dropped out there with some packets.
Pretty sure he was convinced, actually, into selling the drugs.
So he was talked into. Now that you've got all this stuff, now go sell it to all your friends, and we'll bust you later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Now, are you saying that you believe the officers, the undercovers, were CIA agents, or were they just Chicago undercover officers from the police department?
Well, I don't believe that the police agency would coordinate things like this.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's legal for them to sell actual drugs. I would agree with you.
I assume it would be some rogue federal agency like the CIA.
Well, the CIA has had lots of allegations of... funding their own black ops through the proceeds of drug sales, and that's been...
And those go back decades. Those claims go back to the 60s and 70s, I think,
I'm not prepared to say that those were all claims. I think some evidence come out throughout the years about the agency doing things like this. So, you know, if you've got one of those budgets that's black and people can't see how money gets into it, and you're really not sure how your funding's going to go, or you're going to be, quote, self-funded, unquote... there's a whole world of possibilities that they can do when they're allowed to do criminal activity. And they are allowed to participate in criminal activity.
Thank you for the call, Ty.
Part of their charter.
I appreciate the conversation. Appreciate you bringing that subject up. It's probably an issue that doesn't get enough discussion. The level of corruption within the war on drugs is very, very high. And thank you for the call. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still calling for a border wall after ending the federal government shutdown. He's insisting there was no concession on his end.
He tweeted, 21 days goes very quickly, and negotiations with Democrats will start immediately. It will not be easy to make a deal. Both sides very dug in. The case for national security has been greatly enhanced by what has been happening at the border and through dialogue. The Hill's White House columnist Niall Stanich says it's a victory for Democrats.
The president got his posterior kicked here. I mean, this was the most one-sided resolution of this kind of conflict, this kind of legislative conflict that I've seen in a long time. He shut down the government for more than a month seeking funds for the border wall. He didn't get any of those funds.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, we didn't bring this topic in, but somebody brought up real ID earlier tonight, and because the deadline's coming up in 2020, the new deadline that's been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back and pushed back for more than a decade.
Right.
But you know, it's real this time.
This is the one.
They're really going to do it.
We're going to do it, guys.
And the claim is you're not going to be able to fly. Well, I am going to be flying here in just over a week or so, week and a half from here, going to Acapulco. In fact, the Anarchapulco event starts February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be, I think, the fifth Anarchapulco, if I recall correctly. Ron Paul is going to be the keynote speaker there. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there for the first time. Ron Paul, it's going to be his second time. Last time it was a sold-out event, standing room only, to watch Ron Paul speak. And you're not going to have too many more chances to get to go see Ron Paul speak, so you ought to go to Anarchapulco, because it's a great event, besides the fact that Ron Paul's going to be there. Speakers will be in the dozens, multiple stages. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It is a wonderful place, and I'm grateful to have gone there for the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, and so you can come out, and Mark and I are going to be there. You can meet us, and we'll be interviewing a variety of different speakers and such. You can still get a discount, from what I understand, by using code FTL over at anarchapulco.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at anarchapulco.com. www.radionews.com. As we continue, we will take your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Calvin, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Go ahead, Calvin.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments and your show, and I think we're kind of on the same page of smaller government, bottom-up government, fiscally responsible, constitutional government.
But the I want thing zero government, me, but I think you're, you know, you're all right.
We're good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I would love that to some degree. But anyway, but I think your topic is like literally thousands of other topics that we're stooping over dollars to pick up pennies. In terms of without bottom-up control of the government, this is almost a mute discussion because it's another example of top-down government. And it comes back to the point, I wonder why we can't get a focused effort, both in media and in every way, to just burn a hole in the idea of term limits. That without term limits, control will continue to happen from the top, from a select few, and we will get what you're talking about this evening. And we can talk about it till, you know, the cows come home, but we're not going to affect it until we get that change.
So to you, the key to this whole thing, to all our problems and difficulties, is term limits at, I assume, the congressional level, the Senate level. We already got them at the presidential level.
Exactly.
What do you think good term limits are? Do you think we need to change the terms? Instead of being there for 2 years, they should be there 1 year, or 6 years for a senator, they should be there four. Are we in the realm of changing the Constitution? Or are we talking about trying to do something administratively?
I think we have to change the Constitution. I understand that seems like an impossible task, but I don't think we can give up on it because I think it's the only answer. But bottom line of it is, I think we do need to limit the number of terms. The size of the term is not so much consideration, but career politicians is what we have to absolutely stop. And if we read back to the First Continental Congress, they knew this was one of the major flaws of the Constitution. But they negotiated it away for other things. But they knew that we would face this day or face what we're facing. And I think anything short of it, all of these issues, and I mean, we could just name them for hours here of issues that come back to this one point.
Are you of the belief that a term limit is going to stop power seekers from seeking power?
Do you think this will fix the problem?
I do think it'll fix. I don't think it'll fix it in the way you're talking about, because those people will always be out there. And obviously, we've seen examples of where power seekers got it in other countries, et cetera, other situations. But I do believe that at this point now, it's just almost institutionalized.
I can imagine how hard it's going to be for all these lobbyists to update all their Rolodex cards, you know? Who's the new guy that's controlling tobacco? Who do I need to bribe now?
Exactly.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of work for them to keep track of.
Are you being facetious?
I am being completely facetious. So my counter to this is, I will certainly agree with you that the problem is systemic. What I'm so disillusioned by is that there is any fix that would be allowed to take. And I'm not saying that a constitutional amendment is hard or difficult. I'm just saying the last one we passed took 203 years to do.
Well, I agree. But here's my point is this, that I think that we know that the general electorate is not overly well informed and doesn't have a desire to be well informed. And we only exacerbate that problem by throwing these thousands of issues in front of them instead of focusing on the one issue to where at least they can grab a hold of it, retain it, maybe understand it, to the point that we might move this country if there was an incredibly focused effort that this was our main discussion. And we talked about it and we educated about it to where people really did see this could have the greatest possibility of impacting so many of these issues.
Panacea. I do agree with him on, I agree with you completely, is the phrase education, because that's how we're going to change things. When we're talking about a term limit, which I happen to agree with, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't reduce the term limit, but I'm concerned
so
about the 10 years.
Paul.
Yeah, sadly,
he
you
had 12
do.
Terms.
Exactly, and that's the risk, that you end up losing people that actually do good.
Of course, he was the only one that's ever really done anything good. So.
The Ron Paul example. But the reality is, if they're going to fight this, like I know they're going to fight this, because they love their power, then we can spend 50 years waiting on term limits. And what I don't disagree that we should talk about it and explain what the problems are, but until people change, then the system isn't going to change. And right now,
well, the politicians sure as hell aren't going to change.
They're not. They got a great thing going,
right,
man.
I mean, you're not going to get these people to all of a sudden support lowering their pay, restricting the number of terms that they have, cutting down their benefits. I mean, these are things that just seem pie in the sky. I mean, you want to talk about something that I think can change things. I mean, if we want to talk about pie in the sky concepts that might actually have some effect, how about we just forget about the federal government, Calvin? How about we just, you know, secede? How about Indiana? How about New Hampshire? How about Texas? How about all these states? Why don't we just break it up and call it a day? Call it a failed experiment. It did not protect freedom. In fact, it created the federal government is essentially the world's police force. It created the biggest, most hegemonic government that we have in the entire planet right now. So, abject failure. Let's just call it a done deal and secede. How about that one?
We just take off. We'll exercise the Tenth Amendment. What do you think?
Yeah. And my feeling about that is, number one, that's an even bigger walk-up than getting to term limits, number one. I'd take term limits in the interim, and I think you could possibly take a government.
There's not going to be an interim. There's not going to be an interim.
Well,
and to get secession, and to secede, you don't have to convince the whole nation. Well, you just have to convince your state, the people within a much smaller area.
But point is, I think secession basically creates was going to create chaos.
What do you mean?
And unfortunately.
What kind of chaos?
You got 50 different states. I mean, basically, I've sat at the borders of Europe before the EU. I know what that was like. That's where you're headed eventually. And so now we've got 50 borders we got to try and get, and our whole interstate commerce gets upset, et cetera.
No. I'm talking about New Hampshire. We'll keep this local, New Hampshire and Indiana. What would an independent Indiana look like?
Well, but my point is it won't stop there. You'll have 50 independent states.
What's wrong with that? Why is that such a bad idea?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds good in concept, but my point is the EU came together because basically that concept wasn't working in Europe. Now, these
either
the EU,
socialists
for that matter.
Really wanted a centrally planned state.
Yeah, I mean, the EU came together because people are seeking power and they want more power.
The EU came about primarily, the belief of the people was in commerce. That was the primary thing. Now, granted, I agree all the other things you're talking about were effect of it as well. But
commerce happened fine before the EU. They didn't need to
You haven't run an international company, and I have.
Yeah, and they did complicate it with a bunch of silly regulations and silly tariffs.
You're talking about the EU
taxes.
Complicated it?
I'm talking about the individual city-states.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, that's Europe.
And that's the problem with the state.
That's the problem with regulation, the problem with effect. The state exists in the first place, so creating more a mega state from a bunch of little states is not going to make anything better. Thank you, Calvin, for the call, though. More coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. You can buy Bitcoin through Bitcoin.com, and they'll show you where you can spend it as well. In fact, in some places, you spend it and you get a discount for spending it, like SaveItPurse.com, where you can save up to 33% on your purchases at Amazon, and that's no joke. I do it all the time. Usually I shoot for like 20 to 25% off, and it's amazing.
You get it every freaking time.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It works really well. You can also get the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Plus, I got a great Bitcoin Academy to give you the basics on what cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is. Go to Bitcoin.com. That's, again, Bitcoin.com. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Matthew. He's listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hey. Good afternoon, or good evening, rather. How are y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind there?
Well, I was listening to y'all discussing putting people in cattle cars and taking them away. Well, the only way that would be possible is if the government had a registry of everybody who had a weapon and was able to take the weapon away from them, you know, for their own safety, of course.
Right.
Deciding to put, and they wouldn't use cattle cars. Nothing so as crude as that. Nowadays, they use air-conditioned motor coaches. I mean, come on. This is like the 21st century.
Oh.
We got to keep the people comfortable before we re-educate them. It's for
fair
re-education. It's, you know, they no longer have job skills that are relevant in the modern economy.
True.
But we've got to teach them new ones. We've got to teach them coding. Everybody must learn coding.
Like so, computer coding?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because, you know, nobody can actually, you know, do any blue-collar kind of work anymore. So that's like coding. They can't do reporting anymore, apparently, either. But that's another story. And your friend from Indiana called about term limits.
Yeah,
we have those here in Louisiana. And you know how they're working?
Out.
They suck.
So, okay, hold on. I want to hear more about this.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
So, I mean, the big claim for those just tuning in with term limits is it's going to solve. And this guy that called in literally seemed to think it was going to be the key to solving everything.
It was the one thing he latched onto that will solve all our problems.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. First of all, that on its face sounds ridiculous. But secondly, my main concern was just because you term limit these people doesn't mean you're going to get any less corrupt or, you know, power-seeking scum that are going to look for those offices. So Louisiana is known as one of the most corrupt states in the union. Now, they're all corrupt, but Louisiana, for whatever reason, is sort of out there as one of the worst. So you say
we're
had term limits?
We're competing with Illinois, and we're holding them real close.
Yeah, yeah. So you've had term limits there in Louisiana, and for how long?
We've had them for about the last 10 years.
Okay.
And they blow the big one.
How many years do state reps,
as my dear friends would say?
How many years does a state rep get to stay in office, and for how many terms do they get to stay?
He gets to be a state rep for 2 terms,
mm-hmm.
and then he can run for state senate for 2 terms.
Okay.
And when they're in their last term in the state senate, whatever the voters thought they were sending him there to do, he does whatever the lobbyists are willing to pay him to do.
Oh, of course, of course.
And,
so how long are your terms?
For state rep, it's 2 years.
Okay.
For state snake, it's 4.
Okay. So
that's 12 years that somebody, if they got it elected to state rep, 2 terms plus two terms at state senate, that's 12 years they can stay there.
Well, what he's saying is you really only have 4 years to make all your money, right?
As a state rep, you mean?
Right. No, your last 4 years as a state senator.
You do it in your last year as state senator, and you deliver all kinds of surprises that the voters didn't actually thought they were going to get. They're like, wait a minute. You didn't say you were going to do all of this when you were voting. And some of it may be a good idea, but you should actually talk about it, you know, when you're running. Just saying.
Yeah, I get it. And for the life of me, you know, and I've puzzled over this for the last couple of years, I recognize that there are systemic problems with our system. And I'm one of those guys that I've liked the Constitution for too long for it not to give me. I have some respect for the ideas that went into it.
Gives you a warm feeling inside.
It does. It makes me want to put my hand over. It doesn't make me want to put a hand over my heart. But it's one of those things I go back to and I go, damn it, if we just follow this thing. You guys, every state agreed on this. We came together. We formed a compact. Mm-hmm. We would all agree and do what it says,
actually,
but nobody does it.
You weren't there.
Let me ask y'all a philosophical question, and this has bothered me every time I first heard this statement. I think it was Washington. It could have been Madison who said, our Constitution and our form of government is suitable only for a moral and Christian people. And then I look at what the people were like when the country was founded. And
there were a bunch of deists.
Were like,
they were Christians. I mean, there were some Christians, but a lot of the major players were
Some were deists. Jefferson was a deist after his wife died.
Okay.
He came back to Christ later. But after his wife died, he was just so devastated. And, you know, Franklin was, who could tell what he was? I mean, depends on the day of the week. You look at the people of the founding, not the founding fathers themselves, but the people who lived in what was the United States of America at the time of the signing of the Constitution, and church attendance was only 17%. The people were less, shall we say, moral and upstanding than they are today.
Less pious?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no, they really were less moral and upstanding. If you look at the things that could be measured, the one thing that they were not, and they would be very suspicious of, is the government offering them gifts. I think. I'm not sure. And now we have a situation where we're theoretically more moral. At the same time, our government is just unbelievably out of control. Because nobody can agree what the priorities are.
And nobody, you know, this last guy that was on, he believes this is the answer, term limits. Of course, like you're saying, not everyone agrees on priorities, so everybody else has their own ideas as to, well, our term limits are good, but we need to focus over here. We need a flat tax, or we need a, you know, fill in the blank. Right. Whatever it is their issue of the moment happens to be, their panacea, the cure-all, essentially, for all of the things that ail this government, which is why I say, why not just leave it behind and say, forget it. We clearly can't get along with these people. And by these people, I mean the government people.
That may ultimately be the solution, but here is the biggest bugaboo I have with term limits, is it empowers a bureaucracy. And those, so you have a situation where the FBI will show up with a SWAT team to basically drag an old man out for what amounts to, at most, a white-collar crime.
You talking about Roger Stone, this guy, this political guy?
Yeah, the crazy wild swinger with the tattoo of Nixon, of all things.
That's creepy.
What's up with that? I thought I was the only one with one of those.
That is the weirdest thing. Why would you want to tattoo a politician on yourself?
It would be temporary in case I did it, because, you know, the politician's going to change anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I didn't know that about that guy. I mean, I knew he was a scummy political operative, but that is just one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever heard. I've heard of some weird tattoos, but
we tattoo our money with it.
That takes the cake.
Roger Stone is one of the weirdest characters around. I think if you ever had a chance to talk to him, you would probably enjoy it. At the same time, you think, this dude is very strange.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So Matthew's saying, hey, look, this term limit stuff is nonsense. You're showing me a picture right now of Stone's Nixon tattoo. It is right in the small, not small of his back, but the square between his shoulders, basically.
There you go.
And that is very strange. I'm not sure what that's about. I don't know why. I mean, I understand that people get tattoos of things that mean a lot to them. I just find that sick.
I do, too.
It's disgusting. At least he doesn't have to look at it all the time because it's on his back, right?
Yeah,
that's where that's where you put the tattoo you don't really want to look at.
Right.
But still, it's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
So, more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We got the story about socialism in Venezuela. And actually, surprisingly, good column from, of all places, the New York Times. We can share that with you on the way. You can also share your thoughts with us. What's the panacea? What's the cure-all? What is it that you think is going to solve all the government's problems? It's Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.